This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Monday, September 2nd. Well, the wheat market falls in Friday trading as harvest is underway in much of the country. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat fell today. We've got stockpiles of grain everywhere, and it's having a hard time to really find anything to give the market a boost. Today, wheat technicals really were pressing the market lower, and they're keeping that downtrend intact. I'm not sure how much lower it can go, but with wheat lower today, soybeans higher, corn a little bit steady, just tells you that the market is kind of looking for something to give it more direction. But all eyes are definitely going to be on September. And the interesting thing is nobody's even talking about the high U.S. dollar index. That's definitely going to play a role down the road for our ability to really export outside of the United States. So that's something to watch as we go forward after this holiday.
Chicago September wheat prices closed Friday down 18 and a half at 450. September corn was down 1 3/4 at 357. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day unchanged, ranging from 555 to 575. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for August were down 9, ranging from 503 1/4 to 508 1/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for August were down 3, ranging from 551 1/2 to 556 1/2. Live cattle for August was down 65 cents at 105 even. September feeder cattle was down $1 at 132.12 1/2. And August class 3 milk was up a penny at 1761.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.